Yasmin.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Jasmine, I'm not sure that we'll have enough people for the
Carmen Esther. There you go.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Adonai Yohei Wahei Ad Ad Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amasagoiyam. Asher yitzabe sham mushatem elai el nahom. Wehalakti item wichayim yeshno. Varetz v'chipasti oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav. Yom ruayo. Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan taksa vilo yergas od vilo yosifu vene avla anoto ka asher barishona. Please scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Sadduqim. And the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Now we're going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. Ve'it pisakot de'inun de'levu shein de'matronita ve'chat kin lon l'kama sitrin ulvatear ve'tikmin lon de'kama ve'rukin le'itchaza. Phone but matar matronita kadam dalka behahu umna uritat ha liskor beritolam vilain inun lavushin tikahana deinim inun. Arba big day lavan, the arba big day zahav ve'it pasakot melein mare arisin deka atyan levai mar deka madrasha defusukin vechat chon. Bechon belishan tom beinun kerumo mechan v'safin beilen inun parshayan v'takifin kemagichan karava biyama uvaya beshta. Deinun v'yoraita dikavtav v'yorayata divalpe. Now we're going to read section 12b of the Tikkuni Zohar. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom pages, Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left. When you open that up, scroll down to class number 10, which will be for section 12B. The concept of drawer, or bird, and its nest, or the bird, its house, refers to the idea that out of chaos, the natural state of being is to produce order. This is to say that if a drawer bird will have its nest, how much more so will we build our house of prayer, or our house of study? It is the agency, then, of the masters of Torah, Mishnah, and Kabbalah, to continuously elicit the response of the Shekhinah, building pathways within that open the soul to its own holy connection. What's hinted at in this paragraph is chaos theory, which is a part of number theory that was recently, the last 20 years or so, was developed. And one of the aspects of chaos theory is that in a string of numbers that seem to have no order, as you go through the string of numbers, you will begin to see order. There is order in every level of chaos. Creation proceeds via the letters that are woven inside of the consciousness of the primordial person, the archetype that is coexistent with the Garden of Eden. These letters are made up of the colors, the intention of a person, which then determines the events that come into being. The vowel points accentuate the intention, the colors, that make up the background of, or firmament through which all that we see appears. The cantillation notes are the vehicles. They carry the letters with their colors and vowel points to the destination that is envisioned. All that we find is because of the active awareness of the Shekhinah that awakens through our Torah inquiry. We begin this process when we are open to the Shekhinah, which then illuminates the mysteries we are pondering. The marot, or the visions called by extension the bitter sign, are transformations of consciousness that take place upon the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is as if at first an ordinary piece of quartz is transformed by shaping it into a prism that then reveals the colors already present. The letters are the building blocks of creation. First, the bayit, the house, is built through visualization. In this visualization, this house or temple contains the sefirot. Within it, that connects an active emanation flowing from the point within the bait. The dagesh, which turns out to be keter, the sapphire, that emanates the holiness from within. The wise that shine do so in like manner from the inspiration of the Holy Lamp. The sapphires that shine in the letter Beit all emanate from one sapphire, the Keter, that is the Dagesh within the letter. All emanation, therefore, partakes of the brilliance of this initial emanation. It is the recognition of the glory of God that illuminates these emanations, or sefirot, that follow. Therefore, it is wisdom that builds the house, meaning for the enlightened ones that their inspiration proceeds from the Holy Lamp. The three patriarchs receive the initial inspiration that verifies and completes the Shekhinah. It is their revelations upon which Israel is built. Yachin and Boaz, the light and dark pillars, and their synthesis in the middle pillar, refer also to the three patriarchs. Their influence is the connection with the Shekhinah, whose connection is symbolized by the three hooks, or the three vavs. Hey, hey, T take from the middle pillar called the middle bar, called Bars after its name. This is what is said, and five bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to wish you all a life filled with shalom and evenings filled with shalom, and remind you that there'll be another class at 7 o'clock West Coast time in about 45 minutes. Have a good evening. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
You're welcome.